It's time. It's time we finally bury the chaos. If you feel overwhelmed, overworked, frustrated with zero time for the most important things in your life, then this video series is just for you. My friends, let me rewind you back to 2014. Let me talk about the story of the last IT company that I ran and where it led me to finally end up. Let me tell you about my typical work week. 80 hours a week was a normal thing, 7 days a week. When I wasn't actually working on my business, in my business, I was thinking about it. The inbox never seemed to stop. It overflowed constantly. I couldn't sleep. I was doing about 4 hours of night asleep. Sunday scaries. Ever had those where my mind starts worrying about what's going to happen in the week to come on Sunday afternoon? Absolutely no time to think. I spent quite a few all-nighters sleeping in my office. Needless to say, by the end of 2014, I was completely burnt out. I was ready to hit the reset button on my life. Let me rewind 2012, 2013. My company was successful from all intents and purposes. I had one of the biggest IT firms in Columbus, Ohio. I had law firms, property management companies, but I was chained to my business. I was overworked. I was tired. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was a complete bag of stress. I was writing checks that my body finally couldn't cash anymore. I needed a way out. So in 2014, at the height of my success, I hit the hard reboot on my life, sold my IT company. Today, I want to share with you on this next series of videos. I want to share my journey from chaos to calm, because I am all about calm these days. I want you to be calm. I want you to be able to learn from the three big screw-ups that I made as an entrepreneur. My goal is for you to not make the same mistakes I did. I want to save you some time, some money, some headaches, and possibly even your life. Yes, it is that important, I promise you. Very first mistake I made was linking my self-worth to my business. And that was a big, long mistake that I really couldn't figure out. When my company wasn't doing well, we take it personally. As entrepreneurs, we feel that. Your self-esteem takes a hit. You feel worthless. You feel like a failure. You feel completely alone. When I changed this mindset and I reset in 2014, started Orange Nomad, I went at it with this mantra. My business is a product. My business is not me. And when you think about a product can be improved on over time. It's a separate entity from our identity. And this was a big one for me to grasp. We think about a product. We make progress through iteration. We want to make it better. You keep tweaking, you keep iterating, you keep revising. And when you finally view your company as a product, it's not your baby, you tend to ask a bit different questions. You tend to ask things like, do people here know how to use the company? Is it simple or is it complex? Is it intuitive? Is it user-friendly? Are there bugs in it that I need to work out? You get the point. But when you realize that the way you work is malleable, we have the choice to make our work, our business, however we want. And then you can start molding that into something new, something better. Second mistake I made was not taking care of myself. As I mentioned, I was writing checks my body couldn't cash. Let me tell you about my typical day. I had lots of late nights and weekends. And I told myself that my goal was to provide the best customer service ever. And that's what I told myself. Again, I was writing checks my body couldn't cash. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't working out. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't eating properly. Other people were controlling my time and energy. My breakfast every morning was a mocha frappuccino with two extra shots of espresso at 5:30 a.m. Skipped breakfast. Oh, it was bad. My eating habits were horrible. I gained a ton of weight. Very little exercise because I didn't have time. That's what I told myself, but it was a recipe for disaster. And it did. It nearly cost me my life in 2014. So I knew that I had to make a change. So if there's a tip as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever you call yourself, I call myself a chillpreneur these days. Make time to take care of yourself. Make that a priority. Put it on your calendar every single day to take care of yourself. Put your lunches on your calendar so you remember to eat lunch. Because when we get in flow, we get into the state of things, we want those creative juices to flow and we think we don't have time. But I promise you that if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of the people around you. You can't take care of your clients. And that is a big pro tip. Take care of yourself first. It's like when we on an airplane, what do they tell you? Put your oxygen mask on first, then you can go about helping other people. So that is my pro tip on that one, on taking care of yourself. I'm not a fitness guru by any stretch of the imagination. You take care of yourself however you see fit, but make it a priority. Third mistake I made was trying to do everything myself. I had that mentality when nobody can do it as good as I can do it. I'll just do it myself. And it was that recipe that I became overworked, tired, frustrated, angry bag of stress. Creating systems that allows you to distribute the workload so it's not all on your shoulders. You stop doing things that you really shouldn't be doing and that you can automate, delegate, or delete. They don't have to be in your life if they're not important. So my pro tip here is get into a systems thinking mindset. If you don't have documented, repeatable systems early on in your journey, you're always going to be locked to your business. It is super hard to play catch up later. And if I had done that sooner in my last business, it would have allowed me to delegate or automate way sooner, where I could actually take time off. And that is a super, super key thing, to have time off to be able to take care of yourself. We think about the modern way we work, the way that we go about our work. It's disgusting. It really is. Where chaos should not be a natural state of work. Anxiety isn't a prerequisite for progress. These are side effects of broken models, these perversions of work and what we think is what we're supposed to do. It is time to stop the madness. Over the last 10 years, I've developed a 9-step framework that has helped me, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, freelancers learn how to build a calm company. For me, calm is family first. Calm is more independence. Calm is sustainable business practices. Calm is having a business that brings you joy. But it's a transformation. It's a transformation to get from point A all the way to point B, from chaos to calm. So I just want to walk through. I'm going to go full screen on this so you can actually see it. This framework, and again, this is available in a workbook in the description of this video. So there's three distinct stages of this framework. Stage A is unlearning. And that is unlearning all the bad habits, unlearning the ways we work, unlearning what our ambitions actually need to be. And we're going to go through that. First one is mind control. Again, this isn't Jedi mind tricks. Then we're going to talk about time control, being able to be, you know, where we go from no time to being inefficient. And you'll see in each one of these stages, there is a step name and there is a process, a transformation that we're going to go through in each one of these phases. We're going to go from overwhelm to being focused, and that's how we go about controlling our mind. Second one is time control, where we feel like we just don't have time to actually being efficient with our time. Then we're going to move on to choice control, where we might be spinning our wheels and feeling like we just can't get anywhere. And then we're going to be able to get traction. We're actually, when we've mastered this foundation here, we're actually going to feel like we're in control and that we can get traction inside of our business. Then we level up. Now we're going to go to stage B, which is all about systemization. That's going to help us go from chaotic to coordinated. So the first thing we're going to do is extract all of that stuff that's in your head, all of those systems and processes that might be in your head and actually get them out so we actually see what we're working with. That's going to help us eliminate that chaos that's going on in our head and actually start to get organized. Once we've extracted that, then we're going to start standardizing. We're going to dissect our processes. And that's going to help us to go from being inconsistent to actually having predictable results in our business. Then we're going to talk about integration. Then we're going to talk about software and how do we take those systems and processes and integrate software, integrate them into the way we work. So instead of having siloed information, everything is going to be synced across our life. And then once we have those mastered, then we're going to jump to level C, and that is all about scale. And it's going to be scale in a way that you want to have scale, not having a bigger business just because that's what everybody thinks we should do. So that's step seven is going to be all about leverage, where we're going to stop micromanaging people that we might have working for us, and we're going to actually start delegating things. Step number eight is all about optimization. That's going to help us go from unmeasured, where we're not measuring things, we just don't know what our results are going to be, to actually having measured results. We're going to build KPIs, key performance indicators, have OKRs, outcome and results. And finally, we're going to keep working on this process till we finally reach that state of calm. And you'll see that you'll start to elevate and reach those levels of calm as you level up in the process. That's going to help us finally go from being chained to our business to actually having a business that works for us. So again, download that workbook in the description below. So you can grab that workbook. It's down in the description. I'm going to go through a couple other pages that we've put inside of that workbook as well. So the next page that is going to be in that workbook is all going to be about tracking your results. And as you'll see here, in each step, you're going to have three things that we're going to work on. Three items that you want to put on your checklist as you go from stage to stage and as you go from step to step. The journey is going to challenge the status quo. It's going to force you to think and act differently. But if you do that, the next page of the workbook is actually going to help you have measurable results. You're going to track your notes, put your actions in a workbook. And again, if you're paper and pen, this is great. It's going to be digital, so you can type right in your workbook. But I also suggest putting in a due date. For me, if it's not on my calendar, it's not going to happen. So let's start our journey together. Grab that workbook in the description below, and we'll get our journey started. In the next video, we're going to talk about how important mind control is. No, this isn't going to be some weird Jedi mind tricks. I'm just going to give you some practical tips for how to rewire your brain to actually go from chaos to being a bit more efficient. I'll see you in the next one.